This is the voice of America's Sonny Young. Thanks for tuning in this evening.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports. Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Music is played at stadiums and sports arenas here in the USA, in Africa, and all over the world. And in this special edition of the Sunny Side of Sports, we spotlight some of the music that's helped inspire fans and athletes alike, including yours truly. The following two songs, We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions, were released in 1977 by the British rock band Queen. The two songs have always been paired together and were performed together in concert by the band as a triumphant show closer. I was in high school when the songs came out, and at our gymnasium, we used to play We Will Rock You at basketball games. When I was in the layup line for the Trape Academy Rangers, I always felt like I could jump just a little higher when the song was blaring through those tinny gym speakers. Here's Queen with We Will Rock You, followed by We Are the Champions.
We will rock you. Sing it now. We will.
that goes with it. I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. It's a we are the champions, my friend. And we will keep on fighting to the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. Down the movement. We are the champions. On the world.
We are the champions, and we will rock you, by the British rock band Queen. Queen's flamboyant lead singer Freddie Mercury died of AIDS in 1991. Surviving members of Queen have continued to perform the band's big hits over the years. I was lucky enough to be in London on August 12, 2012, at the closing ceremony of the Olympics. Queen guitarist Brian May and Queen drummer Roger Taylor were joined by English singer Jessie J for a rousing rendition of We Will Rock You. Their performance at London's Olympic Stadium opened with a special remastered video clip of Freddie Mercury on stage. This next song was released in 1969. Paul Leka, Gary DiCarlo, and Dale Frashuer recorded it under a then-fictitious band they called Steam. The song has since been played at many sporting events here in the United States, especially when victory is at hand. Here's Na Na Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye.
We'll be right back.
It's the band Steam with their hit song, Na Na Hey Hey Kiss Him Goodbye. VOA! I'm VOA's Sonny Young with a special edition of the Sunny Side of Sports, spotlighting some music that's often associated with sports.
The Voice of America. VOA.
Booker T and the MGs released the next song, Green Onions, in 1962. It has since been used extensively in radio, television, film, and advertising. Here's Booker T and the MGs with Green Onions. MGs with their hit song, Green Onions. When South Africa hosted the 2010 World Cup tournament, a lot of music was released to help celebrate football's premier event coming to Africa for the first time. Ugandan singer George Okudi and Cameroonian songstress Josephine Atanga joined together for a World Cup song called Celebrate Africa. Let's give it a listen.
Children of Mother Africa.
That's Ugandan singer George Okudi and Cameroonian songstress Josephine Atonga with their World Cup song, Celebrate Africa. And we wrap up this special musical Sunny Side of Sports with another 2010 World Cup song. Here's Somalia-born singer Kanan and Waving Flag.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag.
Organization and U.S. Centers for Disease Control say coughing and sneezing can spread COVID-19. Physical distancing, staying at least 1 meter away from people outside your family, can protect everyone. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and the artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week. Right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
In the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The Voice of America's global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we can all help fight the corona pandemic by wearing face masks that cover our mouths and nose when we are in crowded places or areas. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest news on COVID-19.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bubu music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, Afrobeat and dumbolo and makosa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.